Here at the Farmland Investment Fair put on by the Chicago Farmers, I'm speaking with Bill Johnson with Joliet Junior College. And first of all, Bill, tell me what you do for the college.
Well, I am a faculty member, obviously, teach a number of classes, mostly in the area of ag economics. I also work with an internship program that our students participate in as a part of their education. I help place the students and visit them at their training stations. JJC also started the first ag program in Illinois in 1954. And so we have the oldest ag program in Illinois and still the largest. And we draw students from not only the northern half of Illinois, but also Iowa, Wisconsin, a number of students from Indiana. And so we have a really good mix of students with different backgrounds in our programs.
How about as far as campus and facilities? What can you tell me about what you offer and where they're located?
Well, our main campus is on the southwest side of Joliet, right at the intersections of I-55 and I-80. And we have 102 acres of farmland on our campus that's operated by the Ag Department. We're in the process of the first major building building campaign or process since we moved to that campus in 1969. The voters in our district passed a $90 million referendum a year ago in November, so we're in the midst of that construction process right now. That has benefited the Ag Department in the sense that we have three brand new greenhouses and a horticulture classroom facility as a result of that building process. And of course, the other main facility that we have for our ag programs is the Weitendorf Ag Education Center, where we are right now. That was actually donated to the Ag Department about 11 years ago, the property, and then over a period of time we were able to raise money to build this facility that we're in today. And this is pretty much where all of our large animal classes and laboratories and so forth are held, plus a lot of other ag-related events like the Farmland Investment Fair.
Well, and if you're a race car fan, it's convenient because
right
you can just go
across the road, go over to NASCAR, and if you have an exotic $150,000 car, you can go down Laraway Road to the Audubon Raceway, and you'll have a garage and a track to run your Ferrari on.
Well, that's because, yeah, I mentioned that because I have, the only time I've been here before was for an IndyCar race at Chicago Speedway.
Sure,
so.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Farmland Investment Fair in terms of the group that's been brought in here? I don't know. This isn't the first time they've been here, right?
No, this would be our third year here at the Weitendorf Center. And the previous, I believe it was 3 years, we were actually at the main campus of JJC. This facility just lends itself perfectly to this kind of a program. And I'm not positive, but I think we have the highest attendance ever at this year's fair.
Great. Well, anything else that you'd like people to know about the college? How about as far as interested students might want to go?
Any interested student could contact me either by email, bjohnson@jjc.edu, or give me a call at 815-280-2273. There are About five jobs for each student that graduates from our ag programs. I'm talking about our two-year programs right out of school. And if someone is interested in a four-year bachelor's degree in agriculture, JJC is a perfect place to start because you can get your first 2 years of education for about 25% of the cost that it would be at a four-year university.
Very good point. Well, that's Bill Johnson with Joliet Junior College here at the Farmland Investment Fair. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.